I saw an anti-hunting slogan. It says, support the right to arm bears.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another episode of our ever-popular Good News Day. Hooray! Yes, it's that time when we bring you grin-worthy news items you won't hear about on the evening news. Like the story of a Minnesota driver who was charged with distracted driving. He was carrying a 250-pound pig on his lap. I wonder who squealed on him. Maybe they thought he was a hamburglar. In other news, 104-year-old Anne Brokenbrow was arrested and taken into police custody. But she was innocent. Getting arrested was on her bucket list. The police were happy to oblige. I had a lovely day, she said. Nothing like that ever happened to me before. Then there's the Australian man who owes his life to his mobile phone. When confronted by an assailant wielding a bow and arrow, I kid you not, the man did what any reasonable adult would have done. He pulled out his phone to film the incident. But as he raised his phone, his attacker fired an arrow, which buried itself in the phone. The attacker is in police custody. The victim is fine, but will need a new phone. If you're building a survival kit, you may want to throw in a few packages of taco sauce. That's right. An Oregon man stranded in his vehicle for 5 days in deep snow told rescuers he survived by eating packets of Taco Bell sauce. And in Florida, a vehicle jumped a curb and crashed into a Taco Bell restaurant. And according to police, seconds before the crash, a customer sitting in the spot where the car ended up had left his table to retrieve, you're right, some taco sauce packets, proving to us once again that Taco Bell sauce saves lives. In other fast food news, Tom Staniland of England sent a McDonald's hamburger into space, then ate it. That's right. He fit a GPS tracker to the Big Mac and sent it into orbit attached to a weather balloon. At 100,000 feet, the balloon popped and the burger drifted back to Earth under a parachute. The burger traveled over 100 miles, landing at the training grounds of a professional soccer club. After retrieving the burger, Tom took a big bite, becoming the first human to consume a burger from space. How did it taste? Dry, not very nice, said Tom. And I'm not surprised. I have always preferred ground beef. Our final story comes from Plover, Wisconsin. After Springs United Methodist Church burned down, firefighters sifted through the ash and discovered the church's original antique Bible, unharmed. Pastor Tim O'Brien said it wasn't the first time. The Bible, kept in a display case, had survived another church fire in the 1950s, O'Brien told reporters. I think it's a great testament to our faith that still stands strong, he said. Earlier the same month, another fire destroyed a church in West Virginia. Almost everything inside the building was destroyed, save for about a dozen Bibles. Providence? I don't know. But I do know this. The Bible is a book like none other. No book has endured as much scorn, stirred up as much controversy, and changed so many lives. Kings and emperors have tried to destroy it. Men have been burned at the stake for owning it. Yet there are more Bibles on the earth today than there are copies of any other book that's ever been written. 1 Peter 1:24-25 says, "People are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever." So, my friend, I have a little advice. Never leave home without your Bible. And maybe take that smartphone and a few packages of taco sauce, too.
Happy New Year! As we begin 2025 with more laughter, encouragement, and messages of hope in Jesus, we want to express our gratitude for everyone who supports this ministry. Every dollar keeps Laugh Again going. And you can help us start this year well by sending a financial gift today. Visit laughagain.org to donate. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.